President Bush used the first day of the new congressional session yesterday to preview his defense spending plans. He told reporters that he wants Congress to appropriate $48 billion more in the next fiscal year than it did for this year, a jump of more than 14%, and the biggest increase since the early years of President Ronald Reagan.
Buying these tools may put a strain on the budget, but we will not cut corners when it comes to the defense of our great land.
The big Pentagon increase will contribute to what already is expected to be a deficit this year and next, and the president is still interested in pressing for more tax cuts. Don Gagne is NPR's White House correspondent. Good morning.
Good morning.
The president will be delivering his State of the Union address on Tuesday night. Will he say more about the nation's defense needs?
Oh, he shall indeed. Yesterday's speech was really kind of a tease. He gave us some broad numbers, but we'll get more detail in the State of the Union. Yesterday was, Bob, another sign that this administration is going to proceed in the war on terrorism by allocating tremendous resources to the military. The president mentioned the need to invest in, he said, more precision weapons. He specifically mentioned missile defenses and unmanned vehicles, some of which were used in Afghanistan, and in high-tech equipment for soldiers on the ground. Of course, all of this is very expensive. Smart bombs cost a lot more than ordinary bombs. Also, though, don't forget that defending the nation includes homeland defense. So he's expected, as you said, to propose an additional amount of money for that, for homeland security as well.
Well, homeland security and anti-terrorism action, the Congress has given him whatever he wants in that area.
They have, and I think the president wishes they would be as supportive of the rest of his agenda, the domestic agenda, how to handle the economy. It's an area where the differences between the White House and the Democratic leadership have not gone away. Democrats have criticized the return of the deficit. While the president is looking for support for an economic stimulus package, he wants more tax cuts, perhaps an acceleration of those already passed. And he'd like to see some easing, for example, of things like the minimum tax on businesses.
Any chance of Congress doing that?
Well, yesterday was the first day back for Congress after the holiday recess, and Democratic Senate Leader Tom Daschle was talking about compromise. He said there certainly will still be differences, but that he may be willing to deal on some of the health care issues, for example, that hung up the economic stimulus package back before Christmas. So there's a chance of somewhat a bit of movement there, even if the package that they do ultimately agree on winds up being pretty small.
Any other signs of bipartisanship breaking out?
One topic there may be a lot of two-party agreement on is one that that doesn't particularly please the White House, and that is Enron. Two committees begin hearings today. One's in the House, one's in the Senate. One's led by Republicans, the other's led by Democrats. And that's just the beginning. There may be a half dozen more committees holding hearings before we're through. The White House says it encourages these hearings to go forward as long as they don't become partisan attempts to make the White House look bad. So far, though, the White House has refused to turn over a lot of Enron-related information, specifically details between the company and that energy task force headed by Vice President Dick Cheney.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.